Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I was doing some research this past weekend, and I've been making a big transition going into my birthday to focus on being the best student possible and not focusing even on teaching anymore. And I dug into these lessons from GAN. For those of you who don't know, if you're not familiar with GAN boxes, you should go Google that and research homework assignment number one. But 3 lessons. Number one, divide your risk capital into 10 equal parts. So technically, if you're going to put your money into the market, you should break them down into 10% positions. I think truly you should do 20%, but I think this is a great lesson from GAN. Number two, do not trade against the trend of a market and only trade liquid markets. Number one, please put in chat, I will always trade with the trend. You notice how this person that was surfing, they're going with the current. A lot of times when people are like, hey, I want to short the S&P because the market is falling. And Josh talked about this last week. Like, the art of shorting and making money from being a short seller is an art and a science that people have practiced for decades to get down. But if you don't know how to properly risk, how to read tape, how to tell what the true direction is, you're going to get destroyed. And most important, there has to be liquidity in these markets. And I'll walk you through this later to show you what hedge funds and big firms are investing in by the data, so you can understand why I tie my portfolio to them as well. And number three, which is great for traders, use a break-even stop when the position hits 3 points in profit, dependent on the volatility. So especially in the futures market, and every futures is correlated or calculated differently, this is a great tip. The only one I would say is probably not for ZB, but for every other future, once it gets into profit 3 points, move your stop up, lock in some profit, let it run. And then that way you can take all the risk off of the table. Last week, everyone's like, oh my God, the market's going to fall. And I told you, because it was partially because of the Delta variant. A big factor in that market, however, was the expiration of the futures market. And then Wall Street went on to a 4-day win streak. Please put in chat, I will not worry about the short term. I will only focus on the long term. S&P 500 today hit a high. You have to stop betting against the market and hoping that, and truth be told, like, a lot of people want the market to fall because they didn't invest as much as they should have last year. And I get it. When I didn't invest when I should have in 2008, and even though I had a buddy that told me to invest, I felt like a dumbass. And I was like, damn, I hope this shit crashed again so I can get in. But every pullback, and the 2% pullback is not significant, but every pullback is an opportunity to then get into the market if you remember that the market crashes a little bit every month. This week, I want to show you where you can easily find out how much short interest there is in a stock. So write this down. The site is stockanalysis.com, and I'm going to walk you through and show you that Riot has a 20% short interest in it. So if you see, this is Riot Blockchain, stockanalysis.com. If you scroll down and go to the stats tab, you can scroll down and see a few things that are pretty interesting. So short interest, 19.96 million, 20.80% short percentage of shares out. And then you can also see what the short ratio is, how many days they'll have to cover. If you go and then compare this to, let's say, so if we look at Square, we can see 7.03% of shares out, right? And then how many days would they have to cover? 4.11. Now let's look at something super safe, like, let's say, Microsoft. So I'll come down. This is the short selling information, you can see. But 0.67% of the outstanding shares have been sold short. So the higher that ratio is, the more money that people are betting that it's going to fall apart. The smaller that ratio is, the lower the probability that it's going to fall apart. So let's even go look at Amazon. You can see here, 0.90%. Perfect. Let's go look at Apple. Not my baby, not 5% of the people want to short, but even that, 5.09% want to short. For me personally, I like for this to have a percentage of 8 or less in order for me to feel comfortable investing in the long term. So even before NVIDIA's.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
It's about to go through a split. Some of you were like, hey, should we short it? I'm like, no, the stock is going to rise. If you've done your homework, you know what happens post split. And even here, 1.29%. So even out of the ones that I've went through now, Apple is the one that has the highest amount of short interest. But for me, I'm like, great. If all the other ones that I have are at 0.6 and at 1%, the probability of them falling apart and losing is very, very, very little. I posted this over the weekend, but I want to show you guys this clip.
I've seen you be $500,000 up.
I've been up $2.5 million.
What do you got on you?
Nothing.
What'd you put away?
Nothing.
You get up $2.5 million, any asshole in the world knows what to do. You get a house with a 25-year roof, an indestructible Jap economy shitbox. You put the rest into the system at 3-5% to pay your taxes, and that's your base. Get me? That's your fortress of fucking solitude. And that puts you for the rest of your life at a level of fuck you. Somebody wants you to do something, fuck you. Boss pisses you off, fuck you. Own your house, have a couple bucks in the bank, don't drink. That's all I have to say to anybody in the social level.
And last week when Trap was on, he did an incredible job. Everybody put Wall Street Trapper in chat. He did an amazing job of saying, like, if you can't invest in a primary company, to then look at some of the ancillary businesses that are tied or some of the companies in the supply chain. So one of the homework assignments that I had everybody in the stock club do was to look at who are some of the publicly traded companies in Apple's supply chain. I'm not going to give them all, but let's go through some of them right now. So 3M is one of the companies in their chain. You can write that down. It's an okay company, slower growth, but it's safe. ASX, great company, really, really good growth. Let's go look at the history of the company. And you can see during the recession of 2008, it went to $1.36. In 2020, it went to $3.41. It's now at $8.26. So even enduring these declines, and you want to stay away from buying from these tops. So anytime we hit these highs up here, you want to stay away from. And then during these lows, you want to try and acquire some. It's not one that I would recommend that you guys would have. Probably a better swing trade, but you can look historically and see what this company has done if you look over 20 years. Alpha and Omega Semi, AOSL is the ticker. Put yes or no in chat if you have heard of this one before. Let's go to AMFK. APH. Another good one. Let's go 20 years. Look at the growth of this over 20 years. And let's just say even if you got it in 2016, was at $34, is now at 70. A little bit of a slower grower, but these are the ones that are safe. It's the 200-day moving average. You can see in 2020, it came down to this 200 moving average at 35.40. It got down to 31.59. You wouldn't have pulled your hair out. You wouldn't have screamed. If you would have bought in then, you would have been good, got in, and you would have been done. Great job for those of you that have had that. ADI, Analog Devices, solid company. AVGO is the next one. Broadcom, GOW. You can see the growth and see how that 200-day average and then the yearly open, how you could have bought in at that price. So this year you could have bought at 36.05. It's currently at 41.09. You want safe and secure investments to be able to pile your money into, so you don't have to worry about having nightmares about where your money is invested at night. And we go to DIOD. Let's go to Flex, FLEX, IIVI. Let's go to JBL. Great growth. Last year you would have been able to get in at 23.85. based on a 200-day moving average, which is a way to get in. And it's currently at 57.23 as of this show. And then the last one, let's look at KN, which is Knowles Corporation. Out of these companies that I've mentioned, which ones have the strongest growth and would have given you the best return? And put it in chat.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.